Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph. Im Hemid Gvina Be'or Kevas Kshera, if one made cheese by you taking the Ora Keva, the meat from the Keva, and adding that into the milk, so Yesh Batam Basar, if the cheese will have Tam of Basar in it, which for practical purposes means that it's not Batal B'Shishim. The Mechaber uses the Lashon though of Im Yesh Batam Basar, because this is the Mechaber Shita that you can give it to a Kfela, to a non-Jewish Kfela, and Siach Lefituma, he could tell you whether it has the Tam or not. So according to the Mechaber, you could test this out, whether it actually has Tam of Basar. So if it has Tam Basar, so then it'll be Asura. This would be Basar B'chol of Midra Banan. Even though it's not cooked together, but since the meat gives time into the milk, it'll nevertheless be also midrabanan. Vim lav muteris. However, if it is undetectable, there's no tam, or if we know there's no tam because it's batal b'shishim, then it's mutter. And even though the cheese is formed from this rennet, which is fleishig, and one would think that this should be a problem because Dover Maimed is not bottle. So the chiddush over here is that no, that by if you're Maimed with heter, which we'll have to explain in a minute why that's true, but if you're Maimed it with heter dick and meat, even so long as there's no tam, so it's bottle, the tam is bottle, it's not going to be a problem that you created the cheese with using flesh. Aval ha-maimed bor kevas nevela v'trefu behema tmeya oisa b'kol shu. However, if what you use to be maimed the cheese is something that's inherently not kosher, such as nevela trefu or behema tmeya, so then that would aser even b'kol shu. No matter how small the amount of rennet that you added, even if it's batel be'alef, the cheese would be aser. And the Prima Gadim speaks out that it has to be specifically something which is aser ba'atzmoy, like the examples the Mechaber gave of nevela or trefu or behema tmeya. However, if you have, let's say you had a kosher piece of kosher or anything, and it was mekabel tam. Let's say you have a kosher rennet, and the rennet was mekabel tam from something that was treif. So even though now this ora keva becomes osir, it was mekabel tam from dam or from chaylev or from nevela, anything. But that's not the dover that's being maimed. The dam and the chaylev and the are not what's maimed. The maimed is the kosher rennet. So even though the rennet is treif, technically speaking, you can't eat it, it's treif. But since the hamada is taking place from the kosher, it's the kosher piece of meat which is doing the hamada, so then that would not have the iser of davar maimed. So to be an iser dikadavar maimed, the maimed has to intrinsically be iser like a nevela or treifa. The chaymer of a davar maimed, the Prima Gadim also brings this from the Crazy Placey, is even if you put the rennet in, even if you took it out right away, you put this piece of ora keva in, you removed it, it didn't sit there for 24 hours, it didn't even sit there for 18 minutes. It was quickly placed in and taken out. Nevertheless, if we see that it accomplished its pu'ula, we see that it was maimid, so then it's going to be asur. The chaymer of a davar maimid is that even a kol shehu of it, and we assume that if it accomplished the hamada, that there must have been some kol shehu that remained, so then that is enough to aser the cheese. Now, this concept that a davar maimid is not batal, that the Mechaber brings, that's the sheet of the Mechaber. It's the sheet of many Rishainim. However, there is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that disagrees and holds that there's no such thing as a davar maimid not being batal. That which we find that there was a gzera by Gvina is a special gzera and has not something that we could take to other cases. So even though there's a gzera of Gvinas Akum, however, if a Yid were to make cheese with a non-kosher rennet, like in the examples we have here of if you be maimed with Or Kavis and the Vela, if a Yid were to do it, it would in fact be bottle. And the Marshal actually paskins this way as well, and he holds that a davar maimed is in fact bottle. However, the Mechaber and the Ramah, and that's how we paskin, that the davar maimed is not batal. Now there's a machlokes as to whether a davar maimed is also midraisa or midrabanan. most assume that Davar Maimed is only a Gzeira Midrabanan, that since it's Pulas in Ikeres, so we look at it as though it did not become bottled, that Mashahu that remains behind is still there, it's not bottled, because we could still see its Pulas, its Pulas in Ikeres. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Beis, he understands from the tour that the tour would hold that a Davar Maimid, not only is it Aser, but it's Aser Midaraisa. There's a diak in the tour because the tour includes items that were Huamud with Chametz as being over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. I'm sorry, not that he says it, but really what the Torah says is that it becomes Chametz Shavu of Pesach. And the Torah predicates earlier that it only over on Chametz Shavu of Pesach. There's only a knas of Chametz Shavu of Pesach if you're over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei Midaraisa. So putting those two together, it should come out that according to the Torah, if it's going to be Aser because of Chametz Shavu of Pesach, that means you're over by Rabbi Matzei, that means that the Hamada was Deraisa. So that's the Diyak, the Terutzim for the Torah about why that might be an exception, and that it, the Chalkiakov over there has a discussion on that. So that's but nevertheless, there are Shitas that hold in, that say that according to the Torah, it might be Deraisa, and it's brought, the Chassam Sofer attributes this as well to the Torah, that the Davar Maimid is Deraisa, and he's Chayshish, therefore, in certain cases, that it could be, a Shaila of a Deraisa, and he's more Machmer. So there's something that's brought, but the Iker way we Paskin, though, and that's the Sheet of most Rishonim, is that it is only, that it is Aser, but it's Derabanan. So that which we say, the Davar Maimid is not Batal. Of course, if it gives Tam, so then doesn't help you that it's also maimed. Being maimed is not a kula, that it's drabban. So if it gives tam, it will be daraisa. Dalmi hachi the hamada, so that's the beginning of the sif. The beginning is that if you use basar, which is not going to be asr al stavra maimed, still if it gives tam, it'll be asr. Now the question over here is what's the difference between a kosher piece of meat, which is maimed, which we say is mutter, and a Nevela or Trefa, which is going to be Aser B'Kol Shehu. Why don't we say that the meat is also, if it's Maimid, it's Pulasa and Ikeres, it should be also, it should be Basar B'Kol Midrabanan, and it should be Aser. Why do we say over there that it's Mutter? So the Shach explains that by Basar is not intrinsically Aser, Basar is Heter, it's only Iser comes about through its Chibur to the milk. And since here it's Batal B'Shishim, it never comes to Basar B'Chalav. So even though it's true, the Basar is not, one could technically argue it's not bottled because I see it there, but since it can't give any tam into the milk, so it is not going to be the Isra of Basar B'Chalav either. The Gilyan Marsha points out a similar logic, that the concept of an avidal l'taima shouldn't apply by, he says it doesn't apply to basar or chalav either. So if even since basar is only going to be asur if it gives tam into the milk, once it becomes a tam kolosh, if it's batal b'shishim, we view it as a tam kolosh, it won't have the ability to form basar or chalav either. So even though you can have something which is an avida l'taima, but if it's a tam kolosh, then it won't be able to form basar b'chalav. The basar will be there; it won't be batal. You could taste it, but it'll be the same lumdus. It'll be it won't have the ability to form basar b'chalav, and therefore it'll be mutter. By iser, if you have a nevela, that's an avida l'taima, for instance. So even a tam kolosh of it is also aser. Naparnat of it is aser, right? Naparnat isur is aser. So tam kolosh of isur is also aser. So since every form of this of isur is aser, so even if it's going to be only a tam kolosh of it, it'll still be aser. But by meat, by kosher meat, so there, And so long as it's batel b'shishim, it can't be mischaber to the milk. Since it can't form basa b'chalav anymore, even though you could still detect it, it would be, even though it's a vital time even, right? Still it will be the same concept as this mechaber, that even if it's a maimid, it'll be bottle. So too, if it's a vidal taima, it could be bottle. That's the chiddush of the Gilyan Marsha over here.